You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The enhanced odds, Marko Arnautović to score and Stoke to win. That was 13-2, now 8-1. Philip Coutinho to score and Liverpool to win was 12-5, now 3-1. I think he's vitally important for them as well, Tom. It's going to be a situation that becomes desperate in the summer if they lose Philip Coutinho. I think some of the big clubs are going to be in for him.
Well, I mean, you know, I think they've kind of sent, Barcelona had sent agent Neymar, haven't they, during the international break to, you know, sort of do his best really to tempt him towards, Barcelona. And yeah, potentially that might be the case. I mean, you know, Liverpool, again, you know, they've got a ceiling in terms of their wages and, you know, Coutinho will probably look to cash in. Look, there's key players in this Liverpool side that when you take one or two of them out of him, none more so than Mane. I mean, he's the one player who's got something completely different. But the three key players for me for Liverpool going forward are Mane, Lallana and Coutinho. Now, that's not, very incisive punditry because they are three of the best players in the Liverpool team. But you take one, two or all three of them out of a side and they're just not the same team. And I'm more interested when I look at this game. I think we've kind of got a little bit of a handle on Liverpool. And again, after the midweek draw, against Bournemouth, I think we kind of know where Liverpool are at. That they're still very susceptible against teams below them in the table. And Stoke, on the whole, I have struggled to get a grip with them recently. And because I quite like them and I liked them earlier on this season. And if they made that bad start, they kind of came through it. And then in recent weeks, I've kind of in my head been making excuses for them with some of the defeats that they've had away from home. Well, yeah, but they were up against so-and-so and, that was a tough match. And I've kind of got to snap out of that. What I look at from a positive point for Stoke, because I want to try and convince myself that Stoke are a play here, is their home form. They've only lost once at home since November, and that was that really tight one against Chelsea that could easily have gone, either way. And Liverpool, for me, are just too much of a gamble against these kind of sides. You're looking at the teams that they've struggled against. I don't need to reel off the list because we all know them. And Liverpool fans certainly know them. So I've got to look at Stoke here. 3-1 is not bad. And do you know what? In terms of one of the bigger price bets I'll take, I'm interested in playing them, but I'm just gonna play the draw no bet at 2-1. The plus a goal as well at 5-6 is good, but I could see a draw landing. I don't want that to scupper me. So, for just from 2-1 to from 3-1, I'm gonna play Stoke draw no bet here.
Draw no bet Stoke for Tom. I made it sound, Derek, like Liverpool weren't a big club then, and I do apologise for that.
Yeah, quite right. Too.
I meant some of the superpowers like Barcelona or Real Madrid might be in for Philip Coutinho in the summer. And Tom made a good point there about Liverpool struggling in games like these this season. They've actually won just half of their 16 Premier League games against sides currently in the bottom 10. Won 8, drawn 3 and lost 5 of those this season. And I think that's something that Klopp will definitely look at in the summer and try and remedy next season.
Too right. I mean, had they had the record that you'd expect from Liverpool against those sides, they'd probably be top of the league now. Because their record against the top side is unbelievable. I don't know. No one, there's better brains than me have tried to examine why that's the case, and no one seems to know. But, as long as it continues, the title is a pipe dream for them. I just got a funny feeling for Liverpool in this game now. The one thing I do hope is if Charlie Adam takes another corner. Did you see that? Turn the corner for Stoke into a free kick for barely no other player within 20 yards of him. Then again, when you're Charlie Adam's size, anyone 20 yards away is considered close. That was a great moment, a comedy moment of the season if you exclude Everton's two performances in the derbies. And he used to be a Liverpool player, didn't he, Charlie Adam? Mm. Yeah, and in fact, Britannia now regarded as a retirement home for washed-up Liverpool players. Previously, that home was Anfield when Brendan Rodgers was there. Peter Crouch, Glenn Johnson, Charlie Adam. Liverpool rejects all.
I'm hoping they're going to come back and bite you this weekend now.
Well, yeah, Derek. Yeah. Peter Crouch could probably do it from Stoke. I'd have to go for Liverpool here. I know that they were poor against Bournemouth, but if they play like they did against Everton last weekend, they'll probably lap Stoke. Then again, if you play like that every week, they wouldn't be so inconsistent. I've got to go for them. I think Stoke have given up for the season. Four blanks in their last six games. It doesn't read well. They've lost to Burnley. They've lost to Leicester. Lost to Chelsea. No disgrace there. Lost to Tottenham. 4-0. An absolute thrashing by Tottenham. Liverpool won 1-0 here last season. I can see. Well, I was about to say I can see something similar, but Liverpool always concede. Yeah. 2-1 win. 2-1 win for Liverpool here. I do fancy Liverpool, though.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.